Why your odds of contracting bird flu are slim to none, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. While avian influenza, also called bird flu, has pummeled the poultry industry and driven up egg prices, the one thing it has not done is become widespread in humans. There have been isolated cases, mostly persons who work around poultry and dairy animals. Diseases transmitted by animals to humans are called zoonoses. While direct animal-to-human transmission of these diseases is rare, it's more common when there's an intermediary involved, like a tick or a mosquito. Scientists call them vectors. The vector bites a diseased animal, then bites a person, and they get the disease. Regional zoonosis control veterinarian Brent Moore, who works for the Texas Department of State Health Services, says humans don't really become vectors themselves.
Humans are a dead-end host versus a reservoir or amplifying host. And what that effectively means is a dead-end host, the virus infects you, but you don't produce enough virus in your blood for mosquitoes to be infected and then build up more virus to pass on to another host.
So, staying away from diseased animals and repelling vectors like ticks and mosquitoes should afford you a good deal of protection against zoonotic diseases. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.